Once again, yeshkoach to all of you. Really beautiful kol Torah tonight. Every night I say this, but really, Baruch Hashem, incredible to hear the vibrancy of Torah in our Beis Medrash. Thank you all for being here, Baruch Hashem. Big zechus to have all of you here. One of the greatest personalities of the 19th and 20th century in the Torah world was Alter Slabaka, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, an incredible manhig, Rosh Yeshiva, Baal Musar. The name I'm sure is familiar to all. His M.O., his main thought that he shared over and over and over again was the idea of Gadlus HaAdam. The notion, the concept that a person can really accomplish so much in their lifetime. And he would repeat this idea often to the Talmidim, and certainly in his writings. He once spoke about the idea of Bittul Torah. We think about Bittul Torah in terms of a person who is not learning. They're spending time doing many things, not involved in Torah. That's Bittul Torah. He would tell the Talmidim that Bittul Torah is not just a person who doesn't learn. Bittul Torah also could be a person who can accomplish till here, till 100, but only pushes until 50. A person could learn a Reb Chaim, Avdim Yilum, a Ketos HaChoshen, and they minimize, they only do a little bit, much less than they could. That's also, he said, called Bittul Torah. And this, he said, is Miduyak, is very much supported by a very beautiful drush and a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Avos tells us very, very astounding, very powerful thought. The person is shokhiach mi limudo. The person is shokhiach davar echa mi mishnaso. If a person forgets something they learned, ma'ala avkasov ki ilu mischayev benafsho. The Torah considers it as if they are their chayev benafsho. They could be killed in a very spiritual, metaphysical way. What a very harsh and stark way for Chazal to talk about somebody who forgets. The Pshat of the Mishnah, of course, we're aware, and the Mefarshim tell us, is because you shouldn't forget. You should do Chazara, you should review, and if you care enough, you wouldn't forget. But he darshan in this Mishnah, an incredible thought. Number one, he says, the word Mishnaso, it could be Limudo. Why the word Mishnaso? And Mishayev Benafsho is a very harsh way to say it. The author of Slabaka learned in the Mishnah the following idea. He said that the word Mishnaso is not about learning. It's like the word Shinun, or Lishanein, which means to sharpen. If a person learns, but they learn to a lower level than they could have, they don't really fulfill their potential, they're not Mishanein Nafsho, they're not really sharpening their Neshama, then Mishayev Benafsho. Hashem gave a person a neshama to fulfill a certain capacity in Torah, but they haven't done so. That is what Chazal is telling us, that if a person isn't sharpening themselves the level they could, then Mishayev Benafsho, which means that they haven't used the neshama to its full potential. We have Baruch Hashem, once again, I repeat this almost every single time we have the opportunity to talk to each other for a few minutes. We have Baruch Hashem have the opportunity here to spend the evening, spend the daytime learning together in the Beis Medrash. Each one of us has not just an amount to learn, but a way we can learn to be able to fulfill our maximum potential in Talmud Torah. We should all have the bracha on Mirtz Hashem to be able to realize our godless adam, our full potential in learning, and be able to zocha Mirtz Hashem to fill that potential through our learning here and halavai vayter there for many years to come. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.